Hello.
Hi, is this Willis?
Yes, this is.
Hi, this is Shira from Family First here calling you in regard to Judy Jones.
Yes, how we doing?
Good, good. So I'm just seeing here you spoke to a colleague of mine, Shandel. I'm looking at the notes now. Looks like Judy is dealing with cancer and wants to apply for the services, correct?
Yeah. Ultimately, we were trying to see if she can apply and see if she can get the Medicaid so she can become a patient, and then I can come on and become her caregiver.
Okay, I understand. So how this works is, if everything checks out, the state will provide coverage for her, for you to be her caregiver. But in order for her to get the coverage, she has to go through a series of medical assessments, and then the county is going to want to see if she's financially eligible. Okay? Now, all the things that we do together is done so she can see if she's going to be qualified for the waiver. Nothing is extra. I mean, everything is protected. I always like to say that offhand. We're not out to get you or anything. We just work with the county to help you out. But, everyone has a different process of doing everything. So what I usually like to do with my clients is just go through the financial statements, and then from there, we're going to go on to the medical assessments. The paperwork is just take a while to get together. That's why I want to do it first with you. If you have any questions, concerns throughout everything, of course, you can reach me. The number I called you at is my direct line. So I'll also try and send you a run through of the entire conversation we had today via text. So you could also text me. And yeah, okay. Do you have any
No
questions
problem.
so far?
No.
All right, fine. So just quickly, does the patient have more than 8,000 in her savings account? This is all for the
No.
county. Okay.
No.
Did she make more than 2,980 a month?
No.
Okay. Does she have life insurance?
No.
Okay. Does she own a car?
No car, no home.
Okay. Is she married?
No.
Was
Well,
she married or divorced?
she was married, yes. He passed away.
Okay. No owner of home, condos, anything like that.
No.
Burial account agreement.
Excuse me?
Is there a burial account agreement that she has set up?
I do not believe so.
All right. Does she have life insurance?
No.
Okay. Registration to any vehicles that she owns?
No.
Has she had a bank account from 2020 opened with any bank?
Oh, like a checking account? Yes,
Savings
she did.
check. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Does she have a 401k, a retirement account, anything like that?
No, she's on SSI.
Okay. Pensions, annuities, rental home dividends, interest, anything like that, wages?
No.
Okay. All right. Fine. Any bank accounts closed within between 2020 and now?
Don't think so.
Okay. Here's what she's gonna need, okay?
Okay.
She's gonna need, it's gonna get confusing, so I just want you to hear me out at first, and then if you have questions, you'll ask me. She's gonna need an award letter for that Social Security that she's getting, okay? She's gonna need bank statements. Now she's going to need semi-annual bank statements, which are from 2020 to 2023, January and June. So that's six statements in total, two per year. That's January and June. And then from 2024 to present, she needs all her bank statements. And then that
Okay,
award letter, and that's
one second.
basically.
And oh, okay, I got that. I'm writing everything down too.
Okay.
Award letter in reference for the what?
The Social Security. The
The
Social
SSI.
Security, that's the sign, yeah.
Okay, award letter for the SSI, six bank statements from January to June.
No. From 2020 to 2023, she needs two bank statements per year, specifically January and June.
Two bank statements a year from 2020 to 2023. That'll be six in total. Gotcha.
January and June statements. So that's two statements per year. All right?
January and June.
Yes, and then from 2024 to present, she needs all her bank statements. If any of those bank accounts that she had between 2020 to now were ever closed, she needs a letter of closure from the bank as well.
If they were closed, she needs a letter from that bank stating why?
A letter of closure, it's called, yeah.
Okay, letter of closure, gotcha.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anything else?
That's it for now. So, and then the next step would be is calling into the broker and scheduling an assessment with them. They come down to you.
Okay.
In addition to that, a doctor's note is going to be needed. So what I can offer to you is you can either get it done with her doctor, or I can have, we work with a company called New York Best Medical. They're based out of New York. And they basically, it's a group of doctors. They don't mind giving you a call over the phone, and they can fill out the form with you over the phone if you'd like that.
Well, she goes to the doctor frequently anyway, so
mm-hmm.
I don't think that'll be a problem getting a note.
Okay. This is something, the only reason why we recommend it is because it could get done in 2-3 days as opposed to a week or however long it takes for the doctor to, you know, fill out the form.
I guess gotcha.
Let, yeah.
So they can just call the doctor, have a phone conversation over the phone, have a conversation, and get everything together via that, via phone. I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. Is that something you'd be interested for the case?
Most likely, yes. But I'm gonna speak to her about that as well. But
okay.
I'll get the final on that though.
Fine. And then the next step I'd have you do is call into the broker office with Judy present and schedule her first assessment. Okay?
Understood.
Now I will say that if you can get all the paperwork together before the assessment and you can give it to them on the assessment, it would be the best case scenario. Either way, let's try and do that. I'm going to send you an overall text message of everything we discussed. If you have any questions, concerns, reach out. I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. I'm also going to attach the number you should call in with Judy. And if you can get that done by today and I'll have an update with you tomorrow, that would be great. Okay?
Okay.
All righty?
All right. So I'll wait to receive that text message.
Yes.
And we'll get on the ball with all of this paperwork. And try to get everything situated and done.
Amazing.
Right.
Again, my name is Shira from Family First Care LLC, so we'll follow up, okay?
Shira.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Take care. Be well.